Quickly, we want to talk about one of our newest sponsors here at News Talkers. It's the storytelling platform that helps you stay informed, Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world's stories so you can be smarter in your work, your life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. It's used by millions of people every day. Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. Get started right now at flipboard.com. We're back, Jack.
We are back.
I am Robert Burns, along with David Bowden. This is the newest episode of News Talkers.
Hey, man, it feels good to be back.
It feels like a month of Sundays, and I don't know where that phrase came from, but pretty much it's been a month of Sundays since we've been able to do this.
Just about.
First off, we want to thank all of our listeners out there who subscribe to the channel, who have been listening to the shows that we put out there, our previous episodes. Just personal things have come up. Life has come up. David's computer died. We mourned. We drank. We did all that type of stuff in the meantime while we got our life together for this episode for you guys. But we want to bring you some of the hysterical headlines and funny stories that you might have missed throughout the news cycle. And there has been a few that we may have missed on. So without further ado, David, would you like to start us off?
Hey, man, I would love to start us off. We've got some great stuff. You know, the president is over in France. And so I went and searched and found one all the way over in France to start us off today. So we get back on the right track. You know what I'm saying?
So, I like how you used the right track.
Gotta
it just feels right to get back on the right track.
It just feels right. Man, I tell you what, listen, these podcasts have been an incredible part of my life, a growing just pleasure to do. And for the folks who don't know or who may know, I also host It Just Feels Right, and that's a great podcast if you want to hear some news and politics. It's a little bit more serious than what we do here, but anyway, let's get back to what we're doing here.
I almost forgot.
Yeah, I almost forgot. All right. I'm loving that. Okay, so here we go. Over in France, imagine, you know how difficult it is, obviously, to get to an airport and get to where you're going. It can be such a hassle. So imagine this. You are ready for your flight. You've paid your fare. You've weighed your bags. You pay those extra fees for your stupid bags to be put on the flight. And then you hear about this. Now, in France, 149 passengers were preparing to take off for London late Thursday when French authorities ordered the Ryanair Boeing 737 impounded. Imagine you get to the airport. Ladies and gentlemen, our plane is being repossessed. So this plane is actually a brand new plane. It's gorgeous. Ryanair is the airline. And the plane gets impounded on the tarmac. It actually got repossessed on the tarmac. The budget carrier owed money, and it was regrettable that the state was forced to do what they did, but they had to evacuate the plane. That's what the Civil Aviation Authority said over there. And the passengers had already gone through passport control and security, and then they had to be taken off the plane because the plane was impounded. Now, they were all given, I love this, they were all given €5 as compensation. That's about $5.75. And this is... Somebody had to specify that that was less than what a sandwich would cost at the airport cafe.
I was going to say, all that trouble, you're getting escorted off the plane. Here you go, kid. Go get yourself a value meal, and we'll try and rebook you again some other time. I can't imagine what it's like sitting on the plane, and for, if you're listening to this story, I'm just picturing like a tow truck putting the plane up on the back of the bed. People are just standing outside holding their luggage to the chest, watching it drive by.
Can you imagine, like, everybody's got to get off the plane? Ladies and gentlemen, we are being repossessed, and we don't know when we will be back in flight. The multi-million dollar jet was released only on Friday. That's 2 days later, after the Ryanair airline paid the bill of $610,000. They were a little bit behind in their payments, Robert.
They had to make sure that check cashed. That's all they did. They waited a few days to make sure it came through, make sure that
it had to be deposited. Because, see, I got a checking and a savings.
I got to say, what happens is I got to wait 3 days. I got a checking and a savings, and it's going to take a little bit for it to clear on there. That's just, I think that's hysterical. And whenever anyone wants to complain about Spirit Airlines, about any of the American airline, just think you could have been. Your plane could have been repossessed on the runway. Still a little bit better than Frontier. Don't get me wrong.
Just a little. That's crazy. I just can't even imagine. And you got to be off the air. And here's the thing. Those folks didn't get to fly out.
No.
They did not get to fly out because, obviously, there was no plane to fly them anywhere. I mean, but they did get the $5 for a sandwich that they
But they have to at least... Maybe. They still got to come out of pocket a little bit for the sandwich.
Still got to come out of pocket.
A little bit.
You ever start explaining your financial situation for no reason at all? I said I would, but the way my bank account is set up, the thing is, I got a checking and a savings, but all the money is in my savings. So I got to switch it to my checking, but it's going to take 3 business days. I don't think it's going to go through.
That's exactly what happened with this airline.
That's exactly what happened with this airline. They were trying to hang with the big boys and didn't have the bank to do it. They had their money in their savings, and it takes 3 business days for it to transfer over to the checking, and that check didn't go through, but the man came to get his airplane. That's what happened.
Appreciate you flying with the airlines, and we'll be back to business again in a week. Thanks also, that was a snippet from Kevin Hart, Laugh at My Pain. We have to give credit to that, so he Absolutely. Don't charge us, because so I feel like Kevin Hart would charge us. Like, he would send us a bill. And
no doubt.
I'd have to wait 3 days to switch it.
That man got enough money, too.
He's in every damn movie.
Hey, here's something profound. The CEO, Ryanair is a discount airline, okay? Just to let everybody know that. Ryanair is a discount airline. They've had problems. They've had a lot of problems before. And in 2013, they had asked the CEO about those problems. And here's something profound that he came up with. He said, quote, "We should try to eliminate things that unnecessarily piss people off."
No shit. Ooh,
that's I think getting that's your plane repossessed when you're trying to go somewhere is something that'll piss people off. So that's what happened in France in Ryanair, and maybe the president will fly back on Ryanair. We'll see.
All right, moving on to another story here that we have found throughout. We just had election night last week, and it's still going on in Florida. And for us that work in news, election night is one of the longest nights that you will experience outside of like natural disaster coverage. So this is a funny story out of Nevada, near Las Vegas. And I don't know if you saw this, Dave, but you know, they always have they had the Republican, they had the Democrat. They were going against each other for
yes.
the 36th assembly seat for Nevada. Now, there's this woman out there. Her name was Lysia Romanoff. And she was the Democratic candidate for this seat. She went out there and she lost. Now, David,
yeah.
I want to ask you, if you were to run for office, this is going to be a multiple choice question, and you were gonna lose.
Yeah,
you got to pick one of these three options. Would you rather lose in a landslide, like just get your butt whooped right away? By the time dinner is ordered, you know right now you are not getting that seat, or would you rather lose in a very close race and have to be up until 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning for them to figure it out, but then still realize you lost? Or would you rather lose to someone who has been dead for a month?
I'm going to choose B, but I know what happened here. I know what happened.
This woman would have probably chosen B, but she had to settle for option C. She lost to a candidate that has been dead since October 16th.
Dude,
not only was
imagine?
He found dead a month ago, he was a brothel owner and a reality TV star.
Everybody knows this man out in Las Vegas. It's
dead.
The Chicken Ranch, man.
Dennis
Everybody
Hoff
knows him.
Himself. Now, Now, Dennis Hoff, the GOP candidate in this one, he was found dead after a weekend of partying for his 72nd birthday. She lost to a dead senior citizen who went out with a high note.
A dead senior citizen porn star. You can't write this, man. You can't make this up.
He's an HBO series star. If you don't know who he is, a quick Google search will pull it up. I'm trying to find the numbers here, but it doesn't show how bad it was. But it doesn't matter how close the race was or how far apart the race was. Either way,
it's the fact
dead man.
People disliked her so much that they would rather vote for a dead guy.
Dead person.
Than her.
A dead porn star who probably died with some blow in the room somewhere. You know how cops sprinkle some crack? They didn't have to in that situation, probably. They knew the cause of death. Now,
prostitution is legal.
It is.
So he wasn't doing anything wrong, but he was a brothel owner.
Mm-hmm. He was, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, is Littlefinger. Okay? He owned the sex house, pretty much.
He owned the sex house.
And he was elected to a United States seat. And he will not be filling that seat. The way it works is because he died, and some people were asking on our Facebook page, News Talkers, if you haven't gone on there, what happens to the seat? Does she automatically get it? Like, does she win by default? No, she still loses. And now a council has to pick somebody else to come in. So you not only lost, you don't even get like runners-up prize. You get to just sit there and watch some other fool who didn't even run then take the seat. Because
and
people
you
don't like
still
you
didn't
that
stand a chance.
Much. Still didn't stand a chance. Sorry, Romanoff. We appreciate you for playing, but it's not going to happen out.
But here's the thing, though, man. This is on a little bit of a serious side. This is kind of what we've come to in this country.
When you say on a little bit of a serious side.
I'm trying to keep it. But listen, they voted for a dead guy. People went to the polls knowing that this guy was dead and still overwhelmingly put him in office.
He was accused of sexual assault 4 times, most recently in September. He died in October and was elected in November.
See?
Damn.
It's a different world, bro.
Who did she piss off? That is my question. Jesus. Poor Romanoff. She can't catch a break, man.
I don't think she could get elected for dog catcher at this point because her supporters are going to be like, damn, you couldn't beat a dead guy who had been accused of sexual assault.
I don't even trust you with my dog.
Yeah, exactly.
With a runaway stray. I don't
care. Well, dude, listen, let me take you down to sunny Florida. Yeah, I have to bring it back to the state of Florida, and that's what hurts so badly. Listen, every state, I think probably, Robert, every news station that you've worked for has a Florida file.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not fair. Even the Daily Show brought this up as a topic the other day, that there is this Florida file, that the craziest thing seemed to happen here. So dig this. People are driving their car in Southwest Miami-Dade. One of the biggest counties, I believe it's the biggest county in Florida. Southwest Miami-Dade, they were driving around cruising, and off to the left, they look and see a camel just roaming because camels are, you know, they're the normal thing here. You got your chihuahuas, you got camels.
Across the Everglades for 40
just
years.
Just trekking across the Everglades, yeah. The Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals said that a man came to claim this exotic animal after they caught it last Wednesday. And of course the question is, what's the question, Rob?
Where the hell did this camel come from?
Yeah, but it's also, what day is it?
Oh, Mike. Mike. Mike, 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 Mike.
Mike, 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 Mike. What day is it? So yeah, this camel was found on hump day, and officials say they were a little concerned because the animal was a little slightly underweight. But it is a camel in Florida, so he's obviously not eating everything that he should. But they do have some animal. What do you got? Camel chow? What do you feed?
I have no idea. I have no idea what camels eat. Oatmeal? I don't. What do you feed them? A carrot? I don't know what you give a camel. What did the Hebrews have when they trekked across? I mean, what do they eat? They got to eat whatever's in the desert. Well, so
apparently this dude didn't know what to feed him either because he was a little underweight. But they said that they did find that he had what he needed to take care of the camel, and so they let him go back to his owner. But they say this isn't the first time that they've had to do this, Robert. The camel's been out on the loose before. And
this isn't the first dealing we've had with the camel. Another time previously when the camel got out, it took about 6 hours to get him loaded in a trailer. He doesn't load very easy.
Because he's a camel!
Because he's a camel!
That's why he doesn't load easily.
They are the, what do they call them? The ship of the desert, right?
Man,
they don't like
to
be
say,
transport stuff.
Although, with all the water in Florida, that camel could have lasted a long time.
Water-wise, yeah. Wait a minute. The humps don't store water.
Don't
start that. Little kids might be listening. Don't do that.
I'm a bad influence, man. I'm a bad influence as we get to it.
Dude, the story got nearly 30,000 views on its first day on Facebook. And the Facebook page is called, just for anybody who wants to know, we might as well give them a shout-out. The website on Facebook is called Only in Dade. So even Dade County. So we've even, you know, gotten to put Florida under the microscope. Not only the state of Florida. Now people are like zeroing in on counties that have crazy stuff going on.
What do you think camel tastes like? I'm going somewhere with this because okay. I'm sure that the delicious, I mean, if you cook it right, you put hot sauce and barbecue on anything else, it tastes
just
fine.
You put hot sauce on anything, bro.
You and I will put hot sauce on anything. You put it on potato chips. It doesn't matter.
I definitely
but
do.
To me, I wouldn't think of eating a camel. There's a bunch of things I wouldn't think of eating in the first place. Most of them are inside of this museum, this disgusting food museum. That's what it is. That's what it's called. It's called The Disgusting Food Museum. I posted the story on our Facebook page, facebook.com/newstalkers. I posted the story, and the Disgusting Museum's Facebook page liked the post. I kid you not. Go on there and find
this
place.
That's true. I see it. That's amazing.
It's because they have some gross shit in their museum. They've got some other things you would never think of. Like, they have Twinkies in there. For some reason, they say that's disgusting. They've got Spam, which is disgusting. I won't even get near the can. But they've got some other things in there. Now, a little backstory. When I was in Orlando and I caught up with David back in October, we went to Disney World. And inside Epcot at Disney World is a Coca-Cola stand.
Yes. Okay.
And so David said, hey, guys, he got the whole group. Hey, guys, come on in here. You got to try this flavor Coca-Cola. They only have it here. I mean, you can get it, but you have it right here. It's called a challenge. What's it called, David?
The Beverly Challenge. And anybody who's been to Epcot and you've been to the Coca-Cola store in there, you know about the Beverly Challenge.
So I went in there and David walked in like a little kid in Toys R Us, disappeared. Didn't see David again for 5 minutes. He was out drinking Coca-Cola, getting his diabetes spiked up real high. He needed an insulin shot afterwards. And so David leaves and I'm sitting there walking around with a couple of our friends, and inside is fountain drinks filled of every flavor Coca-Cola you could think of. Just about everyone they've ever made. And they have little Dixie cups, and you fill it up, and you drink the Coca-Cola, and you drink whatever you want. And so I'm sitting there, and it says the Beverly right in the middle, right between Cherry Coke and Lemon Lime Coke, whatever the hell that is. And the Beverly is blank. There's no color to it. It's just a white, and it's just black, white background, and black letter says Beverly. So I was like, all right, I'll grab a sip. So I poured some in there, and this lady, this very nice lady, walked up to me. She goes, oh, is that the Beverly? That's my favorite one. You got to drink that right now. You're going to love it. Once you have it, you'll never go back. And I looked at it. I was like, all right, strange lady. So I took a sip of the Beverly. That was the nastiest shit I have ever drank in my life. It was bitter beer face for soda. That was
I've never tasted anything like that in my life. But isn't it funny that absolute positively strangers would come up to you and say, oh, That's the greatest thing ever. You got to try it.
And I was so mad at that. And I was really nice. I had a picture. She had an angel halo over her head when I initially met her. And then when I looked over, she had a pitchfork. And she was, ah, ha, 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 gotcha, bitch.
Because people gotcha, bitch. Because people know, man, that's the, oh my gosh, it's the sickest thing ever. That has to be. And apparently in Italy, it's huge.
It's the bomb in Italy. But I feel like that is something they would have inside this disgusting museum. And I'm trying to go
you gotta
through
tell them. Some of Rob, the things go through they some have of the pictures. Here. Yeah, go through some of these pictures.
And so it's got 80 different items from over 35 different companies. This is pretty much a ticket to handing you a barf bag at this point. I'm looking on here. And some of the things that they have, and I think I have the wrong website with all the pictures, but this one is a gerbil, a deep fried gerbil. The hell would eat a deep fried gerbil?
No, it's a guinea pig.
Is that a guinea pig? That's what I'm looking at.
That's a guinea pig.
Guinea pig, gerbil, they're little shits anyway. But I'm trying to see. They got spam. They got pork brains. And some of these things are actually displayed rather nice, like the bat that has been roasted on an open fire. How about baby mice from China?
There you go.
Trying to see what else we got here. A boiled duck egg with a partly developed fetus from the Philippines.
Oh.
Who's eating this stuff?
Who's waiting? I mean, how do you check? How do you check if it's partly formed in there
fermented soybeans, and when you pull the chopsticks up, it like has a little film on it, and like melted cheese. It's nasty.
Oh. And what about the this? Oh, this is one that's famous. Now, here's the thing: if you want a good laugh out there, immediately after you finish listening to this podcast, go to YouTube and look for surstromming. Okay, I think that's how you surstromming. S-U-R-S-T-R-O with a couple little dots over it. M-M-I-N-G. It's fermented herring. It is a Swedish delicacy. Okay. Just opening up the can can clear a room in America. Over there, people crowd around it.
I'm not having it. How about maggot infested cheese from Sardinia and a glass of vat from Chinese mouse wine?
See, now, okay, who's the first person to go, hey, you know what? Why don't we eat that cheese that's got maggots in it?
You got to be real desperate. It's either eat the cheese or die at that point.
You realize how hungry I'd have to be to go through that?
You just had dinner right now, so I'm messing you up.
Dude, you're messing me all up right now with this.
Anyway, the disgusting museum is in Sweden. If you're ever there and you got a day to kill, I guess, no pun intended, go check it out and stay with the Twinkies and the Beverly. That might be your safest bet. Everything else is kind of gross.
In the meantime, check out our Facebook page, News Talkers, on Facebook. You'll be able to like the page, and you'll be able to see that story and see those pictures and gross yourself out.
Oh, man, can't even think about it. Dave, good catching up with you. We will do it again in a couple of weeks for our listeners. Happy hunting on the news topics, guys.
All righty.